We are doing our first stop of the first ever Diner Tour on Melissa in the Morning right here in Stamford, where I was born in July of 1990. And I love Stamford. Two of my four siblings still live here in Stamford. So we love Stamford, and we're so excited to be here live at Curly's Diner at 62 West Park Place. And joining me now is, I'm going to say, like, the fun guest of the show, and not to take away, obviously, from anybody else, but, I mean, Stamford downtown. When I think fun in Stamford, that's exactly who I'm thinking of. And we have Annette Einhorn here, who is the Senior Director of Marketing and Branding for Stamford Downtown. Annette, thank you for being part
Melissa,
of today.
Thank you so much for having us. Really so excited to be here. And Stamford Downtown is going to be so exciting this summer.
I mean, what I love about Stamford Downtown is as soon as you go to your website, if you knew nothing about Stamford, it pulls you in right away and makes you want to go to Stamford. Tell us a little bit about Stamford Downtown. Tell me about, like, the group.
Okay. So Stamford Downtown is a business improvement district. So it's a very designated area of the downtown that is funded by the business, by the property owners. So we do things to get people to come downtown, come stay and play, visit the restaurants, do shopping, and then if the downtown thrives, the property values go up.
Wow.
So we're always doing things on behalf of our constituents, and yeah, exciting things happening this summer, Melissa.
Yeah, a lot of great things happening. And let's start actually with something we spotted on the way in, and that was part of your Artnormous exhibit that's going on right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have seven oversized bronze sculptures that are in the downtown. They were actually put in this week. So there's a map on our website, stamforddowntown.com, and you can walk around and see them. You can check in and tag us on social media. So it's really exciting. These every other year we do some, like, I want to say, like, art that is enormous. And
'cause didn't you guys do, was it, I want to say, like, ducks or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we did ducks last year. So
yes.
Those were fiberglass pieces that were actually created by artists. This is existing artwork that is, like, really huge in size. And you could buy them. The ducks definitely went for sale. All of them sold last year.
I know. My son was so mad I didn't grab one.
Very big, prominent art. So if you have a sculpture garden that, you know, you want a 15-foot giant hippo.
I mean, why not? I could tell you right now, every kid who's listening is like, I want the hippo. That's very cool.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. And they're installed this week, as I said, and they'll be here through September.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I always was very curious, like, where did that idea come from with Stamford? Because you've been doing this for quite some time, where you can't help but pull the car over and have to go check out. They're in such unique spots, and I just think it pulls people in. So first of all, how do you choose where you're going to put them, but also where did this idea come from with, you know, giant pieces of art around the city?
Right, so we all the sculptures are sponsored, so a lot of times the positioning is designated by the corporation that's sponsoring.
Got it.
This year we did a little different approach. We have seven, and they're all sponsored by the sponsors, so each piece is sponsored by everybody that is involved with the exhibit.
Wow.
In the past, since we had more, we had 40 ducks, then they were individually sponsored. But these, this whole, because they're so Artnormous, they're sponsored collectively.
And now we put them in places that can
accommodate a big piece.
I want to say there was one that was right near the television area. Didn't we see, like, a massive box over there? Is that part of it? There was, like, a big...
Yeah, so on the corner over there, Dresser and Atlantic.
Yes.
It's called Walking the Tightrope by Jim Rinert.
Okay.
And these pieces were all on loan from Cavalier Gallery.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're really, really excited to
have. We saw it as soon as we came in. I was like, what's happening over here? I was like, we'll ask Annette about it. And thankfully, we asked the right person.
Yeah, and then Hippo Ballerina, as I mentioned, she's at the library, and she's actually been here for a year, but we made her part of the exhibit. So
I love it.
Yeah, and she's 15 feet tall. So.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. I would imagine, I mean, obviously you see it when you're in the cars and everything, but man, standing next to them, that must be so wild, especially for kids.
So we see a lot of people stopping and I'm taking pictures.
Sure.
And there's one piece in Latham Park right now that's called One Leaning on Another. And it's a little character on top of a bigger character. And the kids are all climbing all over that. It's so adorable.
That is really cool. Yeah. I love that. And again, we have Annette here, who is the Senior Director of Marketing and Branding for Stamford Downtown. We also have, I was personally very excited about this. I'm a huge farm girl. I love the farms. I really do. I love the local farms. I love the local produce and all that. The farmer's market is coming back next week.
It
goes till well into the fall.
Yeah, it goes through October. So, yep. And we're starting next week a little later. We usually start like right in the beginning of June, but we're giving it a little time so that there's crops and more to be sold there. So we've got that. It's got vegetables, fruit, baked goods, pickles, olives, locally roasted coffee, and more. And actually, this week, as we launch, we're going to have live music.
Oh, that's
from
neat.
11 to 1.
And where is it?
That's in Veterans Park.
Okay.
Which is on Atlantic Street.
And you have it every week?
Yes.
That's so amazing.
Yep, it's every Saturday through October.
That's so wonderful. And also, what's going on with arts and crafts?
Yeah, so we're going to have two shows this year. The first one is Saturday, June 15th, and we've got over 60 vendors, everything from fine art to all kinds of different things. So it's really fun. All these artists were juried in, so it's fine art and also arts and crafts.
Wow. And you, I mean, you guys must be, I know you're busy all throughout the year because I try to keep up with you guys, but the summer must be booming for Stanford downtown.
It totally is. Yeah. And we've got something going on all the time. We've got things that are free, such as our Thursday night street beats, which is music. You'll just be walking along and you'll hear music on the side, and it really helps like with the outdoor patios and stuff, adding some ambiance. So that's,
I need that just
that's
in my
starting
life. I just need to walk around and have like a great beat and say, oh, I feel motivated to do life today. That's awesome.
Starting next Thursday, June 13th. We've got free exercise classes every day of the week, and we've got trivia, outdoor painting classes, and chess. So there's always something going on downtown.
That's amazing. And people can just find that lineup on your website.
Yes. We have an event calendar that has all that listed. Some things you need to sign up for, like the painting classes, they're very popular. We always have a waiting list. But yeah, it's definitely, there's always something to do.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And of course, you can get all the details at stanford-downtown.com. We have Annette Einhorn here, who is the Senior Director of Marketing and Branding. And when we come back, yes, we are talking Alive at 5, and I'm very excited to discuss that with you, Annette. All right, guys, I did. I tried. I tried really hard. But Annette, I got to say, she is really good at what she does. That's why she is the Senior Director of Marketing and Branding. She says that they're going to make an official announcement at 10 o'clock. Who is performing this year at Alive at 5? I'm telling you, I tried, but we can't break protocol. You guys are announcing right at 10. Where can people find out who is going to be performing this year at Alive at 5?
So a few ways. Stanford-downtown.com is our website. That's the definite way. And we're also partnering with Connoisseur Media. So on the radio stations, we'll be there. And Hey Stanford's going to be announcing it. So you'll see a whole media blitz at 10 o'clock.
Exactly. At 10. Let's talk about it live at 5, though, because it is probably one of the most talked about things in Stanford. And I was just telling you a story before. It's so funny. Even though I was born in Stanford, I am a Connecticut native. I've lived in Fairfield County basically my entire childhood until I became an adult back in Milford now. My husband, who is an out-of-stater, he moved here after we got married, and you know, he's been to more Alive at 5 shows because of my work hours. When I was at News 12, my brother was living in Stanford, and he's like, you got to check out Alive at 5. He's been to more Alive at 5 shows than I even have, but everyone I know that has been to Alive at 5, it is such an experience. Could you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. It's grown. We used to be in Columbus Park, actually right outside the doors where we are now. And then after COVID, we moved across the street to Mill River Park, which really gives us an opportunity to expand and lots of room for people to spread out. And that was really great during COVID. And then we stayed over there, and we've upped the stage is huge. The talent is huge. And lots of offerings for, it's 21 plus, so lots of offering for alcohol, all different things that you can imagine. So that's really exciting. Food trucks and usually a really good opening act as well. And so it's exciting. And we hope to have a really good season. We're going to have 3 weeks this year, starting on July 25th. I wish I could tell you, but 10 o'clock. And then August 1st and August 8th. So tickets will be on sale also this morning as of 10 o'clock. I can tell you there the prices are going to be $40 for an early bird special, all in, all fees included in that. And then it'll go up to $50 when those limited supply run out and the day of. So, yeah. And also we have a VIP ticket, which is $100, which gives you a VIP area where you can view up right up against the stage and your own little bar space and VIP restrooms and a free drink. So
that is so cool.
That's really great. And it gives you an opportunity like to be a little bit have more of a easier access because it has its own entrance.
It's amazing. And I just think it's so reasonable when you talk about going to any sort of a concert venue, you go to see these shows and you see the artists, the acts that you guys get every summer. It's a no brainer. I think it is so affordable to go to a Live at Five and the vibe of it, everything about it. I just think you guys have nailed it. And I will say again, I don't even know who's coming this summer. So we will find out at 10 o'clock, but just to give people an idea, especially if they've never been to a Live at Five before. Let's talk about some of your past guests. Just in recent years, I was telling you that I know my husband, when he went to his first show, it was Hanson. You brought up Shaggy. I mean, Shaggy was huge when he was here. What, just a couple of summers ago? That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that was actually before we moved to Mill River, so it was here.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly which year. But yeah, it was definitely a sold-out show as well. And at that time, it was cash at the gate, so there were no ticket purchases in advance.
Wow.
So that was a big night. We had lines all the way around the block and really shut down the city, which we're not saying that we weren't proud of that, but it was
definitely kind of had to though. I know, Drew, you were saying it was like Boys to Men was huge. He was like, I've never seen anything so.
That was great. And I love they had red roses to hand out to the ladies after their show. That was just such a nice little feeling. Really, the Stanford community loved them, and we did too.
Yeah.
They were great.
You guys just get such killer lineups. I was saying that kind of shout out to our sister station, WeeB108, Storm and Norman, who does the morning show there and also does our Italian house party for anybody who listens on Sunday mornings. He opened a few years back for Lance Bass from NSYNC, and he sent me a video. I still have it where Lance is, you know, right before he goes on stage. It sent me a video of him. The artists seem like they are so great, the ones that you guys book, which is, I think, a testament to Stanford downtown.
Yeah, that's great. And Lynn Colatrella, our VP of events, she works directly with the big agents and books it and really, honestly, puts together a stellar lineup every year. So we're really excited.
Yeah, we are excited too. And we are going to find out the artist in just about an hour, actually. About an hour. So if you want to go to any of their social media sites, their website, give, I guess, the public that. Yeah.
Yep. Stanford-downtown.com or we're on Facebook, Stanford Downtown, Instagram, and YouTube. So, yeah, we're definitely, it's going to be on all of our platforms, and as well as I mentioned, Hey Stanford and the Connoisseur radio stations, WeeB108 and Star,
all of us.
99.
You're like, all you guys, you know, the whole
and
family.
Then I wanted to also mention that last year, our last concert was Ashanti, and it sold out. So we were really expecting, with the names that we're going to announce, buy your tickets early, because a lot of people were disappointed last year and didn't think it was possible, but it is. We have a finite number of people that can come in, so and buy them early when they're $40.
I was just going to say, and there's that early bird special. Absolutely. Well, Annette, I want to thank you and the entire team at Stanford Downtown. We really appreciate it. So excited for this summer, and thank you for making the time to come on our diner tour here on WICC.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Annette Einhorn, who is the Senior Director of Marketing and Branding at Stanford Downtown, and their website again is stanford-downtown.com.